Hi there. The word for you today is for better or for worse. In John 13, verse 1, we read, having loved his own, Jesus loved them to the end. On a busy morning, a nurse in a crowded emergency room seated an elderly gentleman who'd come to have stitches removed from his hand. He said, "I'm in a hurry, nurse. I have an appointment in an hour." As the line of patients ahead of him moved slowly, he kept looking anxiously at his watch. Knowing he'd never make his appointment, the nurse led him to an examination room, checked his vital signs, and evaluated the condition of his wound. Seeing that it was well healed, she consulted one of the doctors and got clearance to remove his sutures and redressed his wound. She asked him, "Are you hurrying to another doctor's appointment?" He said, "No, I'm on my way to have breakfast with my wife at the nursing home." She asked about his wife's health and learned that she was a victim of Alzheimer's disease. "Will she be upset if you're late?" the nurse asked. The old man told her she hadn't recognized him in 5 years. Surprised, the nurse asked, "And you still go to see her every morning, even though she doesn't know who you are?" The old man smiled, patted her hand, and replied, "Oh yes, she doesn't know who I am, but I still know who she is." You know, loving for better or for worse, those vows you took at the altar, means being committed to each other in every season and circumstance of life. Indeed, it's how Christ loved us. The Bible says, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. And it's why he also said in John 13, verse 34, "A new command I give you, as I have loved you, so you must love one another."